This is Twit.
When Pigeon is a solution, what's your problem?
So, I mean, your problem is, like, you've got certain friends that want to be on one chat network, others that want to be on another, and so on. And it's like, okay, you've got that one person that's still using ICQ, something like that. And it's like, I want to talk to this person, but I don't want to run the client the whole time, you know, one of those kind of things. So in a situation like that, that's where Pigeon really shines. Because that one person, yeah, they'll just be in your normal client where you talk to everybody else. So that helps a lot in that aspect and just keeping everybody connected. I mean, we've got all the social media stuff now, but, you know, people still have their old MSN accounts. AIM's gone now, but, you know, ICQ, maybe they're on an XMPP server somewhere, something like that. And it just really helps to integrate and bring it all together.
Yeah, I like it because I've got some friends on Google Hangouts, and so they want to contact me every once in a while. And so by leaving my Adium up occasionally when they want to ping me, it's right there. I don't have to be open in a separate web window just to watch my clients go that way. So I really appreciate it. And actually, it just occurred to me, what we really need is the same sort of thing as Pigeon is, but for all the much more rich social media now, like integrate Google Plus and Facebook and I don't know what other people are using these days, but it just sort of brings that all together. But that's probably another can of worms that I don't really want to get into today. So let's talk about the history. How did this get started?
The very specific beginning, like, so the project got started by Mark Spencer, also of Asterisk and Digium fame. Back when he was in high school, I forget exactly what college, North Carolina or something, I don't remember. I don't really know his reasoning behind why he started it. I assume it was he was running Linux and he wanted to talk to people on AIM. That's what initially started the project and all that. So then over the years, you know, it started as just an AIM client. That's where the game name came from. It was GTK AOL Instant Messenger. As you might imagine, we kind of ran into some legal trouble with AOL on that for trademark, which is why we eventually changed the name to Pigeon. Probably the early 2000s or so, we started adding support for multiple protocols. So that's when it grew away from just being an AIM client and was then a Yahoo client, an MSN client, AIM, IRC, XMPP, all of that.